have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, distinguished member states, ladies and gentlemen. We first and foremost would like to greet all those present, especially Ambassador Delmi. Which has made great efforts to protect and promote human rights, as well as the rights of migrants and stateless persons. In Article 25 of our Constitution, the law states that foreigners have fundamental rights and the right to protection from the state. Our citizenship law, regulations, and policies of Angola also provide for providing Angolan citizenship for those living in Angola without other nationality. Angola has also decided to accede to the Statelessness Convention of 1954 and its Protocol to Reduce Statelessness of 1961. These declarations were made yesterday in the silence of this session. This is part of our commitment to eliminating statelessness, which covers a large number of projects, civil status documents, identity documents, reforms of 2014, launched by the Ministry of Human Rights. This also involves the implementation of a project ensuring that children be registered at the time of their birth, and their parents can register their birth so that these children can have equal opportunities. This began 2018. From an institutional point of view, there is a commission to facilitate the procedures of naturalization rights. This is a cross-cutting advisory body that has authority over procedures for the obtention, loss, and restoration of nationality. This commission granted Angolan citizenship to a stateless adolescent that lived in Angola. This young lady now is Angolan. Mr. Vice Chair, Angola is committed to expanding measures taken independently to ensure that independently of nationality, children have all the rights they are entitled to when they are born in Angola, and this also covers Angolans living abroad. We also have a commission working toward eliminating statelessness, and we will be drafting an action plan for 2024. We strive to engage in exchange with UN agencies in order to implement these commitments. I call on all participants in this session to help us to tackle this great challenge, promoting education and culture.